teams are warming up. Looking at this red team you guys are about to go up against, you know, what are some of your thoughts here with, when you look at the athletes on that other side of the court?
Well, they're tall. They're tall, but they're also athletic. So we're gonna have to really shoot and defend well if we wanna compete here tonight, because those guys are formidable over there. So,
well, now I know you guys are all very competitive. It's the nature of the game. But for all of you here, the coaching staff, really, it's all about having a good time. And I know that's something you guys preach. You know why? I guess what makes this so special, not only for the players, but maybe for you guys getting to sit here as some of these players round out their athletic careers.
Yeah, no, I think that the thing that at least I try to convey to them is just to have fun, because this, for a lot of them, it's going to be their last time playing in this gym. So just enjoying it, having fun. But at the same time, too, since, you know, last 2 years this event hasn't been held, you know, it's a pretty special thing to do. And so, you know, the kids of the last 2 years kind of missed out on this. So that's another thing I want them to, you know, kind of realize is, you know, not everybody got this opportunity, and not to take it for granted and just enjoy the moment and have fun.
It's not just an honor like it always is. I mean, this is an honor to be chosen here, but this is a little bit extra special, as you mentioned, because some people who would have obviously been, you know, what we might call first ballot Hall of Fame All-Stars in their high school careers, unfortunately didn't get this opportunity. It adds a little something extra to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, there's 40 kids here today with both boys and girls teams, and so that's 40 kids last year that didn't get to play and 40 kids the year before, so 80 kids who maybe have been coming to this event and watching, thinking they were going to get to play in it, not getting to play in it. And so it's nice to be able to get back out here and see all the people here, and just go have fun and have a good time soaking in, enjoy it all. So,
Coach, thanks so much. We'll check in with you a little bit later here tonight. Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Tegan.
That is Eric Porter, the blue team coach here tonight. Michael, again, the message, very simple: go out, have fun, enjoy the moment. I mean, this is something you'll remember the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, like they said, it's definitely an opportunity you cannot take for granted. And Tegan Troon is now down courtside with opposing coach Dylan Farr.
I'm glad he wasn't on the other side. I didn't have to run over to him. I was just
he
able to walk.
He still can.
Yeah, if you want to go down just the other way,
court
Dylan, I'll
court.
Just I'll run.
Sir,
Michael's
you
trying
to chase me. You want to chase me?
Yeah, Michael's trying to get me in better shape, so I don't know.
Wait. Right on. You can try and keep up if you think you can.
Tegan,
oh, I know I can't, but I just
we can go if you want. We can race.
Tegan, you've got the chrome dome like Jay Billis, you know, so you can do the full court side.
That's
walk.
True. That's true. I could absolutely. But well, you know, before we get into our little sprint contest, let's talk a little bit about being here tonight. Obviously, you know, we've talked to everybody, and the one thing we keep saying is this is very special, not only because of what it means for these players, but for the fact that this is the first year we have this event back on the calendar after cancellations due to COVID-19. You know, what does it mean for you to be on the bench kind of leading these young players?
Oh, man, it's an honor. You know, getting the opportunity to be out here and kind of be a role model and be a leader for these younger kids who are coming up, it's honestly just an honor. I've had such a fun time just being here with these guys today, bonding with them, hanging out, cracking jokes, just being around the game. There's nothing like it.
Well, you mentioned being around the game, and obviously a lot of these guys, pretty much all these guys actually, you know, we've gotten to meet them, talk to them throughout their careers. The one thing that we all can say about them is they love the game of basketball. They love competition. But more than that, you know, this is just about having a good time and kind of getting to go out on a high note. How do you try to maybe make that even more special, win or lose? You know, what do you try to do to make this a little bit more memorable?
Man, I really try and put it into perspective for them. You know, you don't get your whole life to play athletics. You just don't. It's kind of a, you know, age hinders people. I'm one of those guys who didn't get to do it my whole life. So for the fact that they get to come out here and do that tonight, you know, they're seniors, they're graduating high school, getting ready to go step into real life. I really just tried to put it into perspective for the guys and you know, give it to them for what it is. You know, we're just out here to have fun. Last time you guys get to come out here and compete with the high level around the area, you know, a bunch of buddies competing against each other from the same school. I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Well, Coach, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask, what's the game plan here tonight? Obviously, it's about fun, but it is a competition. I know you're a competitive guy. What is your game plan going into this ballgame?
Win. Plain and simple, we are winning. Plain and simple, no other words, point blank, period. Win.
The fun and excitement, the sportsmanship, win out the window. It's win at all costs, man.
That's all costs. Win at all costs and have a fun time doing it.
They do say it's always more fun when you win.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. We'll check in with you later tonight, and best of luck here.
Thank you.
That is are leading the Red All-Stars here tonight, Michael. And I mean, again, Michelle Stevie Corpening said it too. You know, win. That's the goal. And, well, they did that, so maybe that's the mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. And take it, you know, we mentioned in the girls' game, you know, how they're a little bit of a trash talk going on.
A little bit.
It's going to ramp up in this boys' contest. These guys like chatting with each other.
Yeah.
You know, with the evolution of AAU, you know, traveling ball, a lot of these kids, teammates in the summertime, obviously they're teammates here tonight. Teammates in the high school obviously playing against each other.
Yep.
And they're going to get some chirping. And, of course, we saw knockout before the games got underway. Drew Stutzman knocking out Derek Holting, and that was where it really kind of ramped up earlier this afternoon when Drew got Derek out. He's just like, maybe I have a case for player of the year or something like that. So it's all fun and games.
Right in front of me, Darian Massey, Tyler Sage taking a few little quick jabs at each other, just kind of getting each other ready, saying, I'm coming for you here. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fast-paced game, too. I mean, these guys are speedsters. We've seen them get up and down the court. They're capable of turning this into a foot race real quick, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be a shootout to where we might even see the triple digits on the scoreboard.
It's possible.
It's all said and done.
Absolutely. And you know what? If I can get at least one or two dunks, I'm going to be very happy with that. I've done this now 3 years, and I've never gotten to see a dunk. I've never gotten my dunk.
And, folks, if you haven't heard Tegan call it a dunk, be prepared to turn your dial to the left just a little bit if we're coming in hot, because we will definitely peak if Tegan's able to see a dunk here tonight.
Well, that's pretty much standard.
So I was going to be curious to see if we're going to get one during an interview. to see if we get one during
an interview, I'm going to cut the interview short. I'll come back to him eventually, but I'm just going to let it be known. I'm going to be up and down, jumping around. And then I might be ready. I'll use that as my stretching before I race Dylan Farr across the court.
Absolutely. Of course, this lineup's being announced to this pretty good crowd here tonight. Obviously, a large fundraiser for the Optimus game, you know, $5 admission ticket. And another, it allows them to give back to the youth. And one of those giving back to the youth upcoming is the Flint Hills Optimus Club will be hosting their annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April 16th at 10 a.m. In parentheses, show up early at Emporia Jones Park. You get there early for a good starting position. This is for ages 9 and under. And of course, there will also be a special area for disabled youth.
Oh, wow. Why'd you point at me?
The Optimist Easter Egg Hunt, sponsored by Value Name.
Ouch.
I was just ready for you. I was done with the read and just
right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Insinuating that I was doing this.
I just took it the wrong way. Is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Understood. Red All Stars being introduced here. Drew Stutzman making his way out there again. Drew from Madison. He has been one of their strongest members, both just from a defensive standpoint, but also from an offensive standpoint. He loves to drive in there, bang around, and really kind of turn the offense up about 10 levels on anyone they're taking on. Now Trevor Quaney coming out, the big man, probably the biggest guy out here for either team. I mean, that is a stacked team right there, Mike, when you look at it. But then you look at the other side again, you look at the shooters on that, the shooting potential. I mean, really, you can't call this either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, we've got some bigs. Quaney listed at 6'8", I believe, but he's a stretch forward more or less. Probably, you know, kind of a, you know, Dirk Nowitzki kind of rejuvenated that power position to where a seven-footer can knock down a three-point shot.
Well, how often is it that you can say that Colin Hula looks small next to someone else? I mean, Quaney's probably the only person that can do that. Hula, also one of those guys, he's aggressive down low. We've talked about it before, especially during their league tournament. He got in foul trouble pretty early through most of those games. I think he'll probably ratchet down the intensity a little bit because it is about fun, but he is somebody, if you don't keep him in check, he will make your head spin.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, we mentioned Hula looking like a guard.
Yeah.
And we're going to have guard versus guard and here for the opening tip. It'll be Tyler Sage versus Trace Daniels.
This is an interesting matchup. This is not what I would have picked for the starting tip-off.
I think Daniels thought they were going to play out Quaney right there, but it'll be Sage versus Daniels at the Power E. Ball's in the air from the official. It's going to be won by Daniels into the backcourt in the hands of Kellen Marshall, the all-time three-point leading shooter. Now on the right side to Damon Redeker. Gets the scoring underway. Damon Redeker knocking down a right wing three.
You can't leave Damon open. I talked about it. He's a finely tuned athlete, and he is a marksman.
Stutzman with a give and go from Trevor Quaney. Gets the first points of the red team. Drew Stutzman with a right-handed block shot.
And you can't leave the lane open when Drew Stutzman's driving at you.
Lance Noonan thought about a top of the key three. We'll go Kellen Marshall right wing. Gets a ball screen. Thought about a three. Left open. You can't leave him open, and he knocks it down. Back-to-back threes for the blue team. They lead things 6-2. Stutzman in the half court. Trailing things 6-2. 40 seconds in. Right wing three by Toby Miller. Good with the answer.
Toby Miller, 4-3.
It's going to be a quick start back and forth between these teams. 6-5, blue with the advantage, and another three by the blue. Damon Redeker gets his second one to fall. It's a 9-5 advantage for blue. Derek Holting trying to get his three to fall, and Derek Holting with a three. Keep up, folks, here. 9-8 our score, and taking Troons down with Shaden Soule for the blue All-Stars.
Well, Shaden, first and foremost, congratulations on being named one of our All-Stars here tonight. How's it feel to get to complete your career here in White Auditorium?
Oh, it's definitely something. I'm surprised I made it here, but I want to make the best of it.
Well, I don't think it was really a surprise to anybody. I mean, we've talked about it before. You are an offensive force out there for the Jaguars. Talk to us about your career at Hartford as a huge shot from the top gets knocked down. Talk to us a little bit about your career there at Hartford and what it's meant to you to be on that team.
Oh, for the first year, 3 years, it didn't go too well for me as a player, but it was just great to build that bond with my team. I love those guys with everything I've got. It means so much to me that I played those 4 years with them.
Well, after being an offensive general for the Jaguars, you move on. What's next for Shaden Soule?
Probably going to continue my football career at ESU and get my major in accounting.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing you on the sideline here hopefully this fall then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Congratulations on a great career. Congratulations on tonight, Shaden. Go out, have some fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Shaden Soule, the Hartford Jaguars, Michael, as we are in the middle of a shootout here to start things off.
We mentioned it, and in a shootout indeed. Damon Redeker has four threes in the blue team with a 15-14 advantage. Trevor Quinney with the steal for the red team. He just hit a three on the opposite end. Previous possession going for a breakaway. You know, have a right-handed layup falling through. Red with their first lead of the ball game, 16-15, and taking Troons down courtside with Wade Gluey.
I'm trying to keep my pace up with them on the court, but Wade Gluey, first and foremost, congratulations on tonight and being here. You know, what does it mean to be named one of the All-Stars of this, especially after, you know, the last couple of years, these things haven't been able to take place?
It's a true honor. I mean, both the leagues that are in this are tough leagues, so it's a really honor to be chosen one. A lot of good competition, so it's an honor to be chosen.
When you found out you were going to be one of the All-Stars, what was your immediate reaction?
I was actually really surprised, and I was so excited. First thing I did, I went home and told my mom, and I was so excited.
Is this something you dreamed about throughout your career, something you've always wanted to be a part of?
Yeah, my freshman year, there's two kids on my team that played in this game, and I came and watched them, and ever since I watched them play, I was like, dang, I really want to play in this game one day.
Not a bad way to end the career, then.
No, definitely not.
Well, now that your high school career is coming to an end, what's next for Wade Gluey?
I get this question a lot, and I actually do not know. I don't know, talking about either going to college or coming back to the family farm and working, so not 100% sure yet.
Well, we wish you best in anything that you decide to do here in the future. Good luck here tonight in this ball game, and best of luck here as things start to wind down for your high school career.
Thank you, sir.
That is Wade Gluey joining us here on the sideline. One-point ball game here, Mike.
Yeah, teams continuing to trade three-point baskets. Derek Holting now on the left block, leaves it short. But Damon Redeker with the rebound. He's got five threes in the first 4 minutes of play. Up the court we go to Kellen Marshall in the left corner. Bounce pass into the post. The Noonan at the left elbow now. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound to Toby Miller. Toby Miller, Trevor Quaney, and Derek Holting each with two threes apiece to lead the Ray for the red team. Right wing three by Tyler Sage is missed. Rebound to Toby Miller. Dribbles it off his foot into the hands of Braden Hines. Now Trace Daniels, right wing three. Good.
Trace Daniels.
And taking Troon now courtside with Damian Foster.
Well, Damian, I was just talking to you here before we jumped on here, and I just wanted to tell you again, was there for your guys' last game at the state tournaments. You guys gave such a great effort. I know it didn't go the way you wanted to, but is it really an inning you can be too disappointed in? I mean, you guys fought so hard, took it to overtime. I'd have to imagine it wasn't the way you wanted to go, but it had to be a good ending knowing you guys left everything out there.
Yeah, you definitely don't ever want to end on a loss, but, I mean, my team, that's what we were known for all year, was playing hard, and I think we definitely gave it our best effort out there, and you can't be too disappointed with that.
Well, now you're hanging up your Waverly Bulldog jersey. What are some of the memories you're going to take from Waverly as you move on out of your high school career?
Man, there's so many memories I can think of, but probably the most memorable was that state tournament. And all the memories made in that hotel and the game itself was just memorable.
Fair enough. How does it feel to be an All-Star? I mean, how does it feel to get to end your career in White Auditorium?
It's awesome. You know, so many memorable LCL games in here, and it's just a great gym to play in. I'm honored to be here.
Well, what is next for you as your high school career comes to an end? College plans, work plans, what are you looking at?
I'm going to attend Wichita State University and major in exercise sciences.
Fantastic. Well, sir, we wish you the very best of luck, and congratulations on a great career. Have some fun out here, and try and go out and get that win.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Damian Foster of Waverly, Michael.
Yeah, red team back on top, 22-21. Tyler Sage getting a three to fall. Now up the court we go for the red as Joel Dieters gets his first points in the ball game. 24-21 now, red with the advantage. 14-17 to play here in the first half. Damon Redeker's had the hot hand here in the first half with 15 points. Gluey now in the left corner, drives in, step back, jumper is short. Rebound to Trevor Quaney, but kicked back into the hands of Gluey. Now left corner three by Shaden Soule, it's short. Rebound going to be trying to be saved by Damon Redeker, now in the hands of Ortega. Now up the court we go to Tyler Sage. Sage, left wing, dribble drive to the lane, throws it up, falls to the floor, it's no good. Rebound to Darian Massey. Massey will have it knocked out of bounds and taking Truden's courtside with Trace Daniels for the Blue All-Stars.
Well, thus far it's a game of speed demons out here on the court. We're talking to Madison's speed demon senior, Trace Daniels. And, well, Trace, first and foremost, congrats on a great career at Madison. You guys did a lot in your 4 years. You know, how's it feel as everything's kind of coming down? Has it really sunk in yet?
Yeah, it's kind of sunk in a little bit. It's kind of hard going to a couple games and just watching, knowing that we could have been somewhere if that one little play didn't happen. But things happened, but we learned from the best of it. So,
absolutely. How does it feel to get to end your career here as an All-Star?
It feels amazing getting to play here one more time, have fun with a whole bunch of people I've actually played against. Some of them I haven't, but they're nice people to have fun with.
Is this something you've thought about throughout your career, something you've always wanted to be in?
Oh, yeah. This is the number one thing I always wanted to be here for. Have one more game playing in White Auditorium. That's my goal, and I finally did it.
You know, I have kind of a special question. Obviously, it's very rare that, you know, you not only get to have a great career, but you also get to do it with your dad right there beside you the whole way. How was it kind of having your dad as your coach and, you know, a mentor other than just being a parent?
It was amazing. He taught me a lot of things that I honestly never knew about basketball. He did really good job of coaching all of us for 4 years, especially with me. He did a lot. He taught me more than I ever could.
Can see you getting a little emotional there, but I can understand why. Dad's a good guy. But Trace, what's next for you? You know, what are your plans after you graduate?
To go to Flint Hills Technical College, get my associate's degree in automotive technology.
Any chance we might still see you down there at the Madison games, maybe on the sideline with Dad, or any chance we'll see you involved at all?
We'll see. I'm thinking about it. I'd like to come back and actually help coach with this team again. It would be amazing if I can do that.
Well, nonetheless, congratulations on a great career, Trace, and congratulations on tonight.
Thank you.
Trace Daniels of the Madison Bulldogs joining us here on the sideline, Mike.
24 all-our score. Damian Foster with a three to tie things up. And it's 24 all. It kind of took them a while to get the scoreboard corrected as blue team with possession now. Gluey with at the top of the key, fires a three. Kind of has a knuckleball approach and does not draw iron on that three. Kind of in the three-point shootout, Gluey took about the third rack to get things going. And we've got the hot hand for the blue team here in the first half. 15 points on five made threes. Damon Redeker with Tegan Trahoon.
Well, you couldn't hear Michael there, Damon, but 15 points here thus far tonight. It seems like you don't miss a step. Even when the regular season's over, you're still going full force here tonight.
Well, catch and shoot, I suppose. So, all-star game, all these guys are same talent as me, if not better. So, come out and prove ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, Damon, you have had a stellar career, the last 2 years especially, back-to-back state championships in football and basketball. Talk to us a little bit about that, how that felt, and getting to really leave your mark on Olpe as you get set to graduate.
Yeah, my teammates, coaches, staff, everyone that's helped me get to where I am, two state champions, or four, back-to-back, so that's just a great accomplishment for me and my team.
Well, Damon, what is next for you as you get set to graduate here? What are the plans for the future?
I'm trying to play either college baseball or college basketball, so I'm just kind of leaving my options open for now to see what I get.
Well, we certainly look to see what happens here down the road, but my last question for you, Damon, how does it feel to be an All-Star?
Awesome. Love it.
Fantastic. Well, hey, best of luck out there. You guys are already off to a great start. Hope you can keep it going here. Good luck.
Thank you.
That is Damon Redeker of the Opie Eagles. Michael?
Red team back on top with a rare two-pointer. Cohen Hula with the block shot falling. Red on top, 26-24. 11-18 to play in the half. Hula's got it on the right block. He will back out to the top of the key and now find the hands of Joel Dieters. Now right side, Lane Bartley. His shot short and will go out of bounds, and it will go back to the blue team. 26-24 our score, 11-06 to play, as we'll try and get some Red All-Stars interviews. Tegan going all the way around here to get those interviews. Gluey with it, dribbles it off his foot and off the face of Jared Campbell. He appears to be okay. Gluey, right corner three, rejected by Cohen Hula. 10:50 to play now, and Blue still with the possession. Damon Redeker back in the contest, as well as Lance Noonan. And Tegan Troon is now with Trevor Quaney, and we thought Trevor Quaney made Cohen Hula look small, but he makes you look pretty small.
I know. He's giving it to me, too. He's like, yeah, I'm sure you feel pretty short right over here. Yes, I do. Well, Trevor, first and foremost, you've had a great career as well, you know, obviously. Ending up here at the All-Star Game, how's that feel? I mean, is it just an extra special end to everything that you've accomplished?
Hopefully it's not the end, but it is a special moment. I'm going to remember this a lot. A lot of these guys I've played with over the summer, and it's just crazy the relationships you build and stuff, and it's really a special moment, I feel like.
What was your immediate reaction when you found out you were going to be in this game?
Excitement. I was just glad I got to be a part of this. I know a lot of people who have been in it, like Montana Giffen, Trevin Lewis, I think Austin Masters. Yeah, it's been a lot of special people in this game, and I'm just glad I'm a part of it now, too.
Get to count yourself among some people you look up to, or, well, I guess look down to. But
Yeah. A lot of those guys, Austin Masters coached me. He's been one guy who's made me want to be just like him, and I couldn't imagine a better moment than doing this just like he did.
Well, what is next for Trevor Quaney after high school?
Not sure, but I'm thinking about walking on at Washburn for basketball.
Washburn?
Yes.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. But no, congratulations on everything you've accomplished thus far. Best of luck here in your future, and we certainly hope to see more from you as you move on.
Thank you.
That is Trevor Quaney. Again, I'm kind of glad he's sitting down. I should have just done that with him sitting down. I might have felt a little better about myself.
Going to have a media timeout here, Tegan. 31-28 our score. Cohen Hula going coast to coast. He'll be at the foul line after the timeout for an and one. A pretty good play there, but the Red with their largest lead of the night, 31-28, 9.5 to play in this first half. We'll take a quick break with them, but you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games brought to you by Linden USD 421. Linden High students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC. And Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Games brought to you in part by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. ESB Financial, where they pay you to bank with them. Ask about Kasasa Checking and Savings today. And USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
We welcome you back to live action from Watt Auditorium. Cohen Hula at the line for the and one, and he gets it to fall through. The old-fashioned three-point play. We've had a lot of traditional three-point baskets here so far tonight.
Yeah, it's been a shootout, like you said, Michael. I mean, this has been exciting thus far. And speaking of some excitement, I'm excited to have another one of our guests down here. We go from the Burlingame Bearcats now over to the Waverly Bulldogs. Lane Bartley joining us here. Lane, first and foremost, how does it feel to be an All-Star?
It's exciting. I didn't expect to be here. Didn't really know it was a thing, honestly. But they brought us out, and they had us brought us to a banquet, treated us pretty well, so it was nice.
Well, you know, you're obviously a little out of breath. You've been playing hard out there. I mean, is this about the level of competition you were expecting?
Yeah, everybody's out here, really great athletes.
Well, Lane, as you close down your high school career, you know, what are some of the things you look back on at Waverly, and what are some of the things you're looking forward to maybe in the future?
Definitely how great of a community we have, and definitely even when we go out to state and we drive 3 hours away, I mean, everybody still comes out and supports, and I look back at coming back, watch my little brother and watch everybody play.
Well, what is next for you? I mean, what are the plans here moving forward?
I'll either join an electrician company somewhere. I'll go to DO shows at technical college.
Fantastic. Well, Lane, congratulations on a great career. Congratulations on making the All-Star game. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That is Lane Bartley of Waverly. A little out of breath. He's been putting in some work here, Mike, as they all have.
Yeah, absolutely. Drew Stutzman had a bucket on the other end where the shot clock forgot to reset, but the answer by Kellen Marshall makes it a 34-30 red team advantage. Trevor Quaney now backing down. Lance Noonan fade away over his Burlingame teammate. Falls through for Trevor Quaney. Quaney with 8 points now. Now right side, Damian Foster looking for the answer, trailing things by six. Left corner now to Braden Hines. Hines the elbow. Running jumper is short. Rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman up the court. We go to Tyler Sage. Sage left open, left wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Follows his own shot. Fights the rebound. But in the hands of Kellen Marshall. Marshall with the breakaway. Layup is short. Rebound to Drew Stutzman.
Throwing down, Toby.
Stutzman down to Toby Miller, and Miller will miss the dunk.
It's a good thing I was muted on that one.
Miller, step back, right corner three after the rebound. Rebound is missed, or the shot is missed. Rebound to Damian Foster. And Tegan's down courtside to Cohen Hula.
Well, finally, somebody, if I stand on my tippy toes, I can actually see eye to eye with Cohen Hula. Well, Cohen, first and foremost, congratulations on making the All-Star game. How's it feel to be here tonight?
Feels pretty good. I'm here with a lot of my friends. I've played against these guys forever. Met some new guys. They're all pretty cool, so pretty excited.
Now, I do have to ask, in this game, when you're playing with some people that you're used to seeing, does that make it a little bit easier, or does that make the competition even more tense? I mean, you really want to be able to come out on top.
I think it's a little bit both ways, but it's definitely more intense. I mean, growing up with Kellen, we're on the same high school team. It's fun to compete. Fun to compete.
Well, let's talk about your career at Council Grove. I mean, you've been probably one of the biggest names there the last several years. You've been a big force for them, especially down low. You go hard all the time. You know, where does that drive come from? Where does that intensity come from?
I think I get a lot from my dad.
I believe that.
He's the head coach. So growing up, he always told me you got to be strong, got to play fast. And then watching my sister and brother play, they did the same thing. So I've just been around basketball my whole life, and all the great players play like that. So that's what I want to be like.
Play strong, no regrets. Good life philosophy, too.
Yep.
So what's next for Cohen Hula?
I'm going to go play at Friends University in Wichita. I signed this Friday, actually. So,
congratulations for that. I'm sure that brought a big smile to your dad's face, too.
Yep, it did.
I wanted to ask you this question as well because, you know, obviously there are familial ties throughout teams all over the area, but it's not always often you get to see a father-son duo on every team. How's it been getting to play with your dad in the driver's seat?
It's been amazing. He's by far one of the best coaches I've ever played for, and I've played for a lot. He's very supportive of me and the team. He does a really good job of knowing when to be my coach and knowing when to be my dad. He's a good man. I'm lucky to have him as a coach and a father.
That's fantastic. Cohen, congratulations on a great career. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That is Cohen Hula bringing a little bit of a tear to my eye right there, Mike.
The red team out to a 41-33 advantage, largest lead of the night for either team. And Lance Noonan underneath gets it poked out away by Trevor Quaney. We had a kind of special moment during that interview, Tegan. It was Derek Holting versus Damon Redeker. of course, teammates, and Derek Holting slapping the floor defensively and getting a steal against his teammate, Damon Redeker. Now Tyler Sage breakaway out of steal. He misses it. Offensive board to Trevor Quaney. And Quaney has 12 points to lead the way for the red team.
Fancy.
And they've got a 10-point advantage now.
Apologies. Fancy move there by Tyler Sage. Good thing he had Quaney there to kind of back him up on that one. Sometimes a little bit too much speed can be detrimental.
Damon Redeker to the right corner to Trace Daniels. It's poked out of bounds by Jared Campbell. It'll stay with the blue team. Keaton Marcotte out of Mission Valley into the ball game for the blue team. He'll sub out Braden Hines. 43-33 our score. 5.5 to play. And Jacob Ortega, Emporia Spartan, down with Tegan Trahoon.
Well, Jacob, congratulations on being named an All-Star here. How's it feel to be able to close your high school career out here at White Auditorium?
It feels good because, like, a bunch of the kids here I've known for a long time. So it's like ending our high school careers kind of all together and playing as just one game to end everything.
As you look back on your career at Emporia High, you know, what are some of the fondest memories you're going to take away from it?
Just going out with the guys every night and knowing that we were going to compete and give it our all no matter who we were playing.
What's next for Jacob Ortega? You know, what are the plans that you have following graduation?
Right now I'm just planning on going to ESU to continue education and then maybe transfer for physical therapy.
So safe to say we'll still get to see plenty of Spartan basketball games.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, Jacob, congratulations and best of luck here tonight and in your future.
All right, thank you.
That is Jacob Ortega of the Emporia High Spartans.
He nearly had a banked right corner three fall through, but none other than Trevor Quaney collecting an offensive rebound, and he'll be fouled on the putback, so he's at the line for two foul shots. Reds lead trimmed to six. They lead things 43-37, 4:44 to play in this first half. Foul shot short by Trevor Quaney, and Linden's Toby Miller down with Tegan Trahoon.
Well, Toby, as I just said to you before we came on the air here, congratulations on the honor of being an All-Star. How's it feel to be ending things here?
It feels pretty good to playing with this group of guys. They're fun to play with. I played with them growing up. It's fun to be out here playing against my teammate, Darian Massey, and just being out here having fun.
I was going to ask you about that. Does it make it easier or does it make it harder playing against somebody you're familiar with?
Well, so far we haven't been on the court at the same time, so I was hoping that would happen. But it's just fun playing against them.
So are you going to maybe be lobbying with Coach Farr over here to send you in as soon as he hits the floor?
Yeah, I might have to ask him if I can get in whenever he gets in so I can guard him, maybe talk a little trash.
Fantastic. Well, Toby, what's next on the list of things to do for you? I mean, what are your plans after you graduate?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What are your plans after graduation? What are you looking forward to here in the future?
I'm going to go straight to work.
Yep. Do you already know where you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to try to join an apprenticeship and become an electrical lineman.
That's fantastic. I have to say, as a son and grandson of a lineman, it's a noble calling. I appreciate you wanting to do that. It's a hard life, but it's a good service.
Yep, it is. My friend and his uncle got me into it and decided to do it, and so, yeah.
Well, Toby, congratulations on a great career. Congratulations on making the All-Star game. Wishing you all the best here in your future. Again, very noble path you're choosing there.
Thank you very much.
Toby Miller of Linden joining us here down on the court. Sorry, I got distracted as Trace Daniels comes up with the board. Now trying to lead the offense down the other way for the Blue All-Stars, Mike.
Yeah, Blue team kind of making a run here, trailing things by five. Daniels will fire a top of the key three that's short.
After breaking ankles.
Yeah, Keaton Marcott had a not-so-clean dunk to make it a five-point ball game, and he's going to have a steal at the foul line on the opposite end. Now he's got a breakaway. Might see if he can get an unclean one, but he kind of loses a handle on it. He'll just lay it with the finger roll. So Keaton Marcott with 4 points down. It's a 44-41 red team advantage, 3:12 to play, of course. Once we get under 2 minutes, it'll be make it, take it for the team that is trailing. Lane Bartley in the right corner now to Cohen Hula. Hula on the right elbow, back down Marcott. Turns and faces. Nice post move by Hula. Who would have thought? And he has 6 points now. Actually make it seven on the night.
I've said it before. Cohen's not a guy I want to even try to guard. I mean, he's so big, but he's also so quick and agile.
Daniels down at the foul line. Trying to find Darian Massey. Massey guarded by Jacob Ortega. Massey looking to drive. One-on-one. Now kicked in the right corner to Daniels. Down the Gluey. Gluey on the right wing. Dribbles it off his leg. And we'll have a breakaway to Joel Dieters. Dieters lob, and he leaves it short off the rim. Rebound to Lane Bartley. Now to Ortega. Ortega left wing three. Looks good, but it's off the mark. Rebound to Keaton Marcott. Marcott will fall to the floor. Maintain his dribble and find Trace Daniels. Eric Porter scratching his beard, hand in his face. Things kind of starting to get away. It was a pretty clean game for the first 15 minutes. But 46-41, red team advantage. Massey at the foul line, kicked out. Keaton Marcott, three. Good.
Nailed it.
Marcott's had the hot hand. He's got seven consecutive points for the Blue All-Stars, and it makes it a one-possession ball game.
Well, you talk about how clean it was to start. It was also extremely fast-paced, and when that happens and it's going for that long of time, at such a – I mean, everything ramped up to an 11, Michael, you're going to see some fatigue, and I think we're starting to see that on both ends.
Yeah, we'll have a shift change up coming for the Blue team. It'll be Lance Noonan, Damon Redeker, Braden Hines, Kellen Marshall, and Damian Foster into the ball game for the Blue All-Stars. Up the five on the floor for the Red Stars is Jacob Ortega, Tyler Sage, Cohen Hula, Lane Bartley, and that's Joel Dieters over there. Of course, Blue team trailing things by two. It's make it, take it. Here as we're 1:45 to play in the first half. We'll have a halftime interview with Ken Hansen director of this tournament. Left wing three by Kellen Marshall from deep is short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Damian Foster will go back to the Red All-Stars.
Dale Wolgram, one of the officials out there tonight. So obviously very familiar with a lot of these young players. This is a AD there at Madison. Was talking to him before the game, and I said, you know, how do you even prepare for something like this? And he goes, I've been doing a lot of running just to try and keep up with these guys.
Hula with a jumper over a contested Kellen Marshall. Marshall affects the shot. He gets the rebound, and then on the opposite end, this has it hang up on the rim, and we've got a tie ball game as Lance Noonan with the bucket. Makes it 46 all, and breaking the score is Joel Dieters. 48-46 now, 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Damian Foster now guarded by his Waverly Bulldog teammate Lane Bartley. In the left corner, picks up his dribble, now to Marshall. Damon Redeker now, right wing, now to the foul line. Jumper short, rebound tipped around, going to be loose, and won by Joel Dieters. Dieters with the breakaway, going up for the dunk and leaves it off the bottom of the rim. He's rejected by the rim. Rebound to Kellen Marshall, 30 seconds to go. Blue team trailing things by two. Damon Redeker, left side. Braden Hines, left wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive board to Lance Noonan, and his putback good. Noonan with 10 points, and our score tied at 48 apiece. Red team going to have one final crack at it. Shot clock has turned off. 10 seconds to go. Tyler Sage at the top of the key. Dribbling it out to the Powery. Going to be in isolation with Damon Redeker. He's going to get a ball screen, dribbles it off his leg. Does he get a shot off? He does not. So we'll head to halftime with our score, 48 all. We'll tally our stats, try and find Ken Hansen for that halftime interview. But you are listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game right here on Country 101.7 FM. We are at halftime. We'll come back with some interviews and some stats.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games, brought to you in part by Emporia Public Schools. They build futures. Wishing Emporia High athletes the best in this year's Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games. Cheever Well Service, Madison, for rod and tubing service and clean out, fully insured. And MT Networks, Madison, for fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County. Choose MT Networks.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area athletes good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And by Hostess Brands. Featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2021-2022 school year.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games brought to you by Jessica and Austin Orton of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Your trusted agents when buying or selling residential, commercial, rural, or land property. Call 620-794-7949. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. 48 all, our halftime score. And we'll have a halftime interview now with All-Star Game Director Ken Hansen, and he is now courtside with Tegan Trahoon.
Well, Ken, obviously this is a big night annually, but the last 2 years not being able to have the All-Star Game, I've been asking this question for a long time. I know that you know, it's important to this club, but I know it's extra special to you. This is something that you absolutely love every year. How does it feel to have it back?
It's just awesome. It's just awesome to see the people here and to see the kids enjoying themselves and visiting with the kids. I really feel bad for the last 2 years for those seniors that we weren't able to honor, and it And this year we're trying to make up for it, but we can't take back what the last 2 years have been. But this has been a great step.
Obviously, you take over the directorial duties from an individual who lived and breathed this. Talk to us a little bit about that and what it's meant to you to be able to kind of continue his memory.
It's hard. I mean, I'm sitting next to your Skylar right now, and when we started working on this, we kept thinking about Brian. I mean, we have pictures of his wife Lori shooting a free throw here in this game. Brian played in it himself, and it was an absolute love affair, love thing for Brian. And it's just hard. I mean, it really is. It's hard to put in the words. He was such a special guy. And he loved this game. He loved this event. He loved the club. He loved this kids. But it's. I hope we continue on the tradition that he helped with.
You know, you have a unique perspective on this as well. Michael and I, you know, we're talking a little bit about this. Obviously, everybody at the club puts their heart and soul into this event, but you have a very interesting perspective in the sense that you get to see these kids year-round, whereas some people only get to see them maybe once a year during this game. How extra special is that, getting to kind of not only follow their careers as a commentator, but then you get to make the phone call and tell them, hey, you're not just ending your career, you're ending your career as an All-Star?
That was pretty cool. In fact, this year I was in Waverly doing a game, and I got to go up to Lane and Damian and Chloe and tell them in person, like the Shriners do. And I got this, and I just got to see the light in their eyes when I said, you made the Optimist All-Star team. And just visiting with the kids today and at our banquet last Monday, you just realize it's a special night for them, and we're just a small part of it.
Ken, thanks for all that you do, not only here with the Optimist All-Star game, but also just on a regular basis following these young athletes. I know they appreciate it, and I know you are appreciated. It's always good to see you, my friend, and congratulations on a wonderful night.
Thank you, and you know I love you and Michael.
We love you too, Ken.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Man, to hear that from Ken Hansen just makes my heart even warmer. You can't help but love him.
I know. I'm smiling ear to ear. Ken's one of a kind. We sure enjoy Ken. And like we said, just so fortunate that Ken was able to take that game on and, you know, just continue the legacy that Brian Douglas had set.
Yeah.
So it's, like I said, it's a special moment to have this All-Star game every year. But just the magnitude of this one, given it, you know, not – being able to have it because of COVID, and of course the first one that we've had without Brian, just makes it even that more sentimental, that more special. And it, you know, like Ken's, you know, Ken's not very short from trying to get his words to come up with, and you know, to get Ken speechless like that is just shows the magnitude that Brian had on it, on this tournament, and on everyone in this area.
Well, and Brian, you know, always had the best seat in the house. He'd sit right down front row because he wanted to really see those kids as they came on and off the court, and as they knocked down their shots. You know, he wanted to be there. He's got the best seat in the house here once again tonight, and we certainly miss him. And we're grateful for what he's helped to build, and we're very excited that obviously the Optimist Club is still able to keep that legacy going.
And the kids are really putting on a show here in the first half. We mentioned that we might see triple digits on the scoreboard before the night's all said and done, and they're on a pretty well pace for that. Both teams with 48 points apiece. And we'll tell you how we got here. Damon Redeker leading the way for the blue team. He's got 15 points. He's joined in double figures by Lance Noonan with 10 points. Keaton Marcotte with 7. Damian Foster with 6. Kellen Marshall with 5. 3 points to Trace Daniels, and 2 points to Darian Massey. Now for the red team, they're led in scoring by Trevor Quaney with 13 points, 7 points apiece to Cohen Hula and Drew Stutzman, 6 points to Toby Miller, 6 points Derek Holting, 4 points to Joel Dieters, and 3 points to Jacob Ortega and Tyler Sage. You know, we mentioned that just a hot start in that first beginning of the ball game to where I think there was – 8 consecutive made threes, 4 apiece by both teams, to where they just kept on stretching it out, and you could hear that the gasp when Derek Holting finally missed one that was 27 feet away. So it was had some distance on it, but they're really putting on a show here, and I really think we're going to have a fun second half to conclude it.
Yeah, it seems like Dylan Farr's Red All-Star team really embraced that that war cry of win, win at all costs. They're going out there and they're giving it everything they got. So Blue Team All-Stars also, Eric Porter, he's been very encouraging to them. And, I mean, it's a bit of a different battle of styles between the coaches, Eric. A little bit more laid back, Dylan, a little bit more animated. It's kind of nice to see that little contrast, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Eric's been doing this for some time now. I don't know the years, how long that Eric's been a coach, but obviously he is the seasoned veteran on the coaching ranks. So hopefully Dylan can continue because, I mean, he's making a splash right here. And, of course, Dylan was a player of the year back in 2018 for the – I don't know what team he was playing for that year. Yeah. But obviously Emporia Spartan graduate in 2018.
Well, and I think if I remember correctly, Eric has another little special connection to this game. I believe he got engaged right before one of these All-Star games out on the court, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember that, obviously. I think this is the first time I've actually been to one. Obviously listened to the coverage that Scott Hayes always had and you guys had before I came into the mix. Great event. Like I said, we got a great crowd here tonight. One of the largest fundraisers that the Optimus Club has, and do want to make a shout out once again for membership for that club. If you're interested in joining, the Flint Hills Optimus Club meets every Thursday at noon at Emporia States Memorial Union. If you're interested in joining the Flint Hills Optimus Club, please call Ken Hansen at 620-366-2165. Team's just now wrapping up their halftime shots. We're about ready for second half action.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun conclusion to this ball game. Again, I am hoping we don't have to see a full court heave towards the end of this. I don't want anyone's equipment getting wiped out like it did 4 years ago.
Yeah, because that was a block at midcourt and over.
He got off balance and he threw it and it sailed across and it just took a hard left turn and all of a sudden I just see it take out the entire front row.
A slider.
It was a slider. I think there might have been some malice behind it. I don't know. I think it was a 1-point game. There was like a second left. I think he's like, I'm going out with a bang one way or another.
I can't even remember who that might have been. I think that was 2018, I believe.
It would have been 2018, I believe. Yeah, yeah. I think it was my first All-Star game, so yeah, it would have been 2018.
2018, but I can't remember the player that was. But
I believe he was an Emporia High Spartan.
Yeah,
I think
Matt Redeker and Chase Cole, if they want to chime in, those are the broadcasters that lost the computer right here, and we're ready for second half action. Red team with possession. Drew Stoosman with it over the left side to Derek Holting. Holting gets it from Lane Bartley. Now up top, Trevor Quinney trying to get a three to fall, and he does. Quinney adding to his 13 points, make it 16 now for the game. Now right side over to Damian Foster. Right wing three by Darian Massey looking for the answer that rims out, no good. Rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman into the half court, kicked right corner. Toby Miller in the face of Darian Massey falls short. Rebound to Lance Noonan, taking Troon courtside with Kellen Marshall.
Well, Kellen, already you're a winner here tonight, a 3-point champion for the boys' side. How's it feel to be able to say that you're walking off with some hardware? Game's not even over yet.
It feels good. I've never been in a 3-point contest before, so it was a good experience.
Well, looking back at your stats, it seems like every game you were in was a 3-point contest. I mean, you just knock those things down like it's your day job.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've always shot threes.
Just feel comfortable there?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your career. You know, as you look back at your time at Council Grove, what are some of the fondest memories you're going to take with you?
Definitely my freshman year when we beat Minneapolis when we were the sixth seed in Substate. That was definitely my favorite experience that I went through. Just playing with Cohen all these years, it's been really fun growing up with him. I played with him every game, basically. So,
how special is it to be here tonight and be able to share that with Cohen as well?
Really good. We've always played against each or played with each other. It just feels weird to be on different sides. So,
got to mix it up every now and then, right? Well, what's next for you, Kellen? I mean, what are the plans after high school?
I'm planning to play basketball at JUCO. I don't know which one yet, but
maybe Hutch JUCO. You never know, eh?
That'd be nice. I don't know.
Well, hey, Kellen, whatever happens in the future, congratulations on a great career. Congratulations on your all-star appointment here tonight, and best of luck as things move forward.
Thank you.
That is Kellen Marshall of Council Grove, our 3-point boys champion here tonight, Michael.
Yeah, he had that three-point shot rocking. He was perfect through the first two racks before finally missing over in the left corner. But red team out to a five-point advantage, 55-50. Blue team with possession. Noonan with the ball, guarded by Trevor Quaney. Going to be poked away by Derek Holting, and he will have a steal. Holting down the court to Lane Bartley, and he's got the bucket. Bartley has his first points of the night. Makes it a seven-point lead for the red team. Massey, left side, Damon Redeker. Redeker looking to drive. Going up for it. Off the glass and good. And he will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Taking Terhune courtside with Braden Heights.
Well, Braden, first and foremost, congratulations on making it to the All-Star game. What was your reaction when you found out you were going to be playing here tonight to kind of cap off your high school career?
Pretty calm. I don't know. I was excited to come, though.
Is this something you've always looked forward to, something you've always wanted to be a part of?
No, I never even thought of it, actually.
Fair enough. Well, you know, talk to me a little bit about your career, some of the things that you think about as your high school days start to come to a close. What are some of the fondest memories you're going to take with you?
Just playing with my team, mainly. That's about it.
What are the plans for the future?
Go to Hutch.
Yes, finally we got a Hutch Blue Dragon. Wonderful. What are your plans at Hutch? What are you planning to study?
Fire science.
It's a good school for it, so it's fantastic. Well, Braden, thank you so much for your time, man. Congratulations on making it here to the All-Star Game, and good luck there in Hutchinson.
Thank you.
Thank you. As Braden Hines of Northern Heights, a future Hutch Blue Dragon. Finally got one, Mike.
Yeah, you'd figure that you would not get a goose egg with just the proximity to Emporia. Of course,
exactly.
You know, if Marshall's able to play for the Blue Dragons, obviously they played in the JUCO National Championship tournament. They're hosted there at Hutch just here moments ago. And that was they've got a player that we got the call out in the state tournament last year with Jaden Garrison.
Yes.
A contributing factor off the bench. But red with a six-point advantage. Blue team All-Stars looking to get into that lead. And Trace Daniels gets a left baseline jumper to fall, trimming the deficit to 4 points. Toby Miller looking for the answer. He's at the right elbow, finding Derek Holting on the right baseline. Up and under is short. Rebound to Lance Noonan. Now up the court we go to Trace Daniels. 4 minutes gone by here in the second half. Marshall with it left wing. Left uncontested. We'll find Wade Gluey in the left corner. His shot off the mark and rebound to Derek Holting. And Holting now in the half court. And Tegan Trahune is now courtside with Darian Massey.
Well, Darian, first and foremost, congrats on being named an All-Star here. You know, I've been asking this question to a lot of people tonight. Is this something that you've always looked towards maybe as a goal to kind of cap off your high school career?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely nice to play again. Coming out of the state tournament was fun, and then getting to play one more time with all these guys we played with all the summer is pretty cool.
Now, one thing we've been hearing a little bit tonight is maybe being a little bit out of shape, not being in practice as much. How do you feel out there thus far now into the second half?
Oh, yeah, we're for sure. Everybody's out of shape. Nobody's ran since the last basketball game. So,
fair enough. Well, you know, when you look back at your career, you know, things coming to a close here. What are some of the memories you're going to take with you?
Oh, definitely just spending time with all my friends, playing basketball, playing football, everything. Just sports in general brings everybody closer, and that's definitely what I'll take away from it.
Absolutely. What are the plans for the future for Darian Massey?
I'll go to K-State and the wildlife management and a minor in business.
Fantastic. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck in your future. Congratulations on tonight. Congratulations on a stellar career, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Darian Massey of Linden joining us here on the sidelines, Michael. And game's still a close one, 61-58 thus far, red leading blue.
Yeah, absolutely. Slowed down a little bit as far as the scoring pace, but a three-point advantage for the red team. They're looking to add to it with a 61-58 lead. Jacob Ortega, foul line, fadeaway jumper. Gets a friendly roll to fall through for Ortega. He's got five on the night, and the lead is five. Now left corner jumper by Shaden Soule off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound to Tyler Sage. Sage streaking down the other way, comes her jump stop. Finding Jared Campbell right side. Now back to Sage. Now back to Campbell. Right corner three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Gluey. Gluey into the half court now. Looking to get into this deficit. Marshall at the top of the key, guarded by his Council Grove Braid teammate, Cohen Hula. Now left corner three by Trace Daniels will be short. And rebound to Ortega. Tegan Trahune is courtside with Burlingame Bearcat Lance Noonan.
Lance, once again, congratulations on making it here to the All-Star Game. I said that to you a moment ago, but got to really kind of emphasize that. I know this is something that means a lot to you guys. Talk to us a little bit about your reaction when you found out you were going to be playing in this game.
It was a really big blessing. Like, I
I've had a lot of good things happen to me and stuff, and this is one of the bigger blessings I've had. It's really great.
How long did it take for it to sink in that you get to finish your career as at the high school level in White Auditorium, being recognized as one of the top players here in the local area?
It settled well. It settled fast. I was really happy for it. Had a lot of excitement coming into it. It was just really joyful that I got to be here. It's a really fun place to play.
Now, as you look back at your career at Burlingame, you know, what are some of the fondest memories you're going to take with you, and what are some of the things that you look back on and you just can't help but smile about?
Just like the close games, the fun times with teammates and stuff, all those kind of things, like the memorable things, the things I got to cherish with those guys forever. They're just like my brothers, and I love them forever for that.
What's next for Lance Noonan?
I will be attending Wichita State University. I'll be going into PT, but undergrad in exercise science.
Fantastic. Well, sir, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on a great career. Congratulations on being named an All-Star.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Lance Noonan of the Burlingame Bearcats. Michael, a little bit out of breath. He's been playing pretty hard out there, as they all have. 63-58 is the score with just under 14 to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, blue team still trying to get into this deficit. They've got possession, and Braden Hines will be inbounding on the left baseline. He'll go up top to Kellen Marshall. Marshall on the left wing, crossing over, and he will lose his dribble, but kicks it back out to Hines' left wing. Now foul line, dribbles it back out to the top of the key. Go right side, Shaden Soule will fire the three, and it has nothing but nets. Shaden Soule's first points of the ball game makes it 63-61 red. 13-16 to play. Hula, now right corner. Tyler Sage, the three is short. Rebound to Braden Hines. Will be held up. No foul. Up the court we go to Kellen Marshall, looking for the tie. Off the glass and good. 63-all our score. 13 minutes to play, and Hula with the breakaway. Off the glass and good. 65-63. Red back on top. Wade Gluey looking for the answer. It's off the mark. Rebound into the hands of Joel Dieters. Dieters crossing over Trey Stanels, trying to go coast to coast. It's off the mark. Rebound to Tyler Sage, though. His offensive putback is short. Rebound tipped out. Going to be won by Tyler Sage at the power E. He'll be initially tied up, breaks away, goes behind his back. Fadeaway jumper on the left side is good for Tyler Sage. And now taking Drew is courtside with Madison Bulldog, Drew Stutzman.
I'm getting a big hug here from Drew. Drew, I have mentioned it to a few players here. You are one of the few that I've gotten to watch from start to finish. It brings a little tear to my eye to say that you're going to be leaving Madison. But as you look back on your career, you know, how do you reflect on it? And what are some of the fondest memories you're going to take away from it?
Just like the bus rides home are my most fun things. And I mean, I like playing in big games, big situations. I feed off that. But just all the brothers I've gained has been the nicest thing.
Well, you guys have had some stellar seasons, both football, basketball. I loved calling you guys on the football field. You were a big force there, but you were also a big offensive force here for the Bulldogs on the court as well. As you get ready to step away, what are some of the things you've maybe said to some of your teammates that are still going to be coming back next year, and what have you tried to pass on to them as you move on?
The biggest thing I've told the younger kids is don't live in anybody's shadow. I mean, don't live in anybody's shadow. You know, when I was a freshman, I had seniors. My brother was a senior, you know. He was a good football player. I felt like I was a little bit in his shadow, but I just hit the weights. I got after it till I was out of his shadow, and it's got me here.
What's next for Drew Stutzman?
I don't know yet. I've been thinking about going to play some college basketball, football. I'm too early to decide right now. I'm trying to keep my options open.
Hey, you got time. Drew, congratulations on a great career, and congratulations on being named an All-Star.
Thank you.
Thank you. Drew Stutzman, Madison Bulldogs, Mike.
Blue team still trailing things by four, 67-63. They are in with possession, and Braden Hines will drive in. It will be held up by Cohen Hula, and it will be a on-the-floor foul. We'll have a substitution with Keaton Marcotte and Damian Foster out there. So the five on the floor for the blue team, Damon Ritiker, Trey Stanels, Marcotte, Foster, and Darian Massey. Five on the floor for the red, Jacob Ortega, Cohen Hula, Joel Dieters, Tyler Sage, and Jared Campbell, as the bucket was made there on the right side by Trace Daniels. Makes it a 67-65 game, and Tag Troon is courtside with the 1A Player of the Year, Derek Holting.
Well, Mike just said it right there, 1A Player of the Year. That's a heck of a way to kind of cap off your career. And now you get to do it here in the All-Star game, really show off your skills, Derek. How does it feel? I mean, is everything kind of a whirlwind right now?
It's just a lot of fun right now, I mean, to be honest with you. Granted, I'm not doing the best, but also I haven't shot a basketball since
basically win the last game I played, which is a state game. So, yeah, I'm just having a lot of fun with all these kids and seeing everybody just go out and have fun. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned the state championship game. 4 state titles in 2 years, back-to-back in football and basketball. You know, I talked to Damon about it a little bit ago. When you hear that and you think about that, I mean, it's safe to say you guys left a permanent mark on Olpe. How much does that mean to you to know that you've brought that kind of history to your town?
It means a lot. It means really, really a lot to me because it kind of sets it to where every kid wants to go do that. So it gets kids to push harder in their off time, put the extra effort out in, and just go give it their all. And I think it's a really good tradition of go out and give it your all in everything you do. So I just like because it's going to build our tradition even more at Olpe.
What's next for Damon Redeker? What's next for Derek Holting? Sorry. I apologize. You know I love you, man. Yeah. What's next for Derek
Holting? Well, go to college, I guess, and go to KU and have fun. Try to just live it up, I guess.
Hey, fair enough. Well, hey, man, congratulations on an outstanding career. Congratulations on an outstanding season. Best of luck here tonight, and good luck in your future, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is Derek Holting of the Olpe Eagles. I'm sorry. I'm not used to seeing him out of uniform. It's a little jarring.
Trevor Quaney, fadeaway jumper, looking to add to their 2-point lead. It's short. Rebound of the Blues, 67-65 the score. 10.5 to play in the ballgame. Darian Massey in the front court. Looking to drives on the right wing, finding a cutting Damon Redeker. The pass too strong and will go out of bounds. Back to the red team, Lance Noonan to the scores table. And we'll go back to Tegan Trahoon, courtside for another interview.
Now joined by Joel Dieters, Mission Valley. Joel, how's it feel to be out here tonight? I mean, everybody kind of talking about it. It's an exciting time. I'm assuming the smile on your face is kind of telling the same story.
Yeah, it feels good to be out here with every good player around. Like, it's so crazy to see how much more athletic everybody is when you put everybody together. It's like, it's kind of cool to see everybody dunking. Like, you don't get to see it every day at practice, so it's pretty cool to be out here.
Well, what was your initial reaction when you found out you were going to be playing in this game?
Well, I was kind of nervous because I knew who else was going to be in it, and it was kind of crazy because I didn't think everyone's pretty good around me, and I was like, I'm here. Like,
you made it.
Yeah, I made it.
Well, what's next for Joel Dieters? What are you planning on doing after graduation?
Right now, I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure that out right now. Like, I know I want to go to college. I have a couple offers to go play basketball somewhere. So right now, we're unsure, but we're going to have a plan in the future.
Well, we can't wait to see what those plans entail. Joel, congratulations on making the All-Star game. Congratulations on your career, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That is Joel Dieters of Mission Valley. Michael, undecided, but a lot of options coming ahead for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the tough thing. When you've got those multiple offers, just, you know, as an 18-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid, it's tough to put the rest of your life kind of in that decision that's made. And an excellent block off the backboard by Trevor Quaney. Now Drew Stutzman with it. Right side, Jacob Ortega looking to add to their 4-point lead. Now in the hands of Toby Miller, his top of the key three off the mark, and go back to the blue team. Tegan Trahoon down court side with another interview.
Tyler Sage of Osage City. Sir, congratulations on making the All-Star game. I've been asking this question all night. I'm very curious, you know, what was your initial reaction when you found out you were going to be playing here tonight?
I mean, I was surprised, but not at the same time. I love basketball. I mean, I've always have. But I was happy. One less go-around. Had a pretty crappy game in the state. We didn't play the best, but get one last one going right here. So hopefully we can get it going.
Absolutely. Well, you know, talk to us a little bit about your time at Osage City. I mean, you guys have had some great seasons, especially this past year, league champions. I mean, talk a little bit about your time there, some of the memories you're going to take with you.
It's been, like what I said, it's fun. The experience has been great. We have a great coach. Coach Fort played here at Emporia. He knows what he's doing, and he can take any team and turn them into a winner. So definitely going to miss what he built here and that culture that we had at Osage.
What's in the near future here for Tyler Sage after graduation?
After graduation, probably go look to play some JUCO baseball, honestly. Yes, sir.
Do you have a school picked out yet?
Looking at Neosho.
Fantastic. Well, Tyler, congratulations on making the All-Star game. Congrats on a great career, and best of luck in your future, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Tyler Sage of Osage City on the Red All-Stars as they lead at 71-67 with a quick timeout here by Coach Dylan Farr.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it might have been immediate timeout, Tegan, but
I wasn't paying attention. I'm going to be straightforward, honest. I was talking with Tyler.
But, you know, that if he's able to play for the Neosho County Panthers, they're one of the top teams yep. in the conference, in the state of Kansas, even in the nation, with multiple players at the next level. You look at Matt Strom, that pitched for the Kansas City Royals and San Diego Padres. He was there when I was actually there. And you even have another one for the Chicago Cubs. His name's mm-hmm. escaping me. But just a great program. So hopefully Tyler's able to have that come to fruition and play.
Well, we've talked to Tyler a little bit throughout his career, and the one thing that we know is that he never backs down from competition. So if it's the highest level of competition, that's where he wants to be.
Absolutely. As the red team out to a five-point advantage, Trevor Quaney really making his shots fall on the low post, really coming into that 6-8 frame. Damon Redeker with it in the right corner, goes to the right elbow now to Lance Noonan. Noonan with the drive off the glass, too strong, and rebound to Toby Miller. 73-68, red with the advantage, 8-18 to play in the ballgame. Stutzman into the Derek Holting, off the glass, and it rolls all the way around and out. Rebound to Damon Redeker. Redeker looking to go the other way. Redeker foul line. Now Massey looking for a bucket. Now to Damian Foster. Foster foul line. Kick back out. Massey right wing three. Short. And rebound to Drew Stutzman. We'll now go back courtside to take it.
Jared Campbell of Northern Heights joining us here from the Red All-Stars. Jared, first and foremost, congratulations on being named an All-Star. How's that feel?
It feels great, man. It feels great to be out here. Got a lot of good teammates. And hopefully come out with a win tonight. I mean, we're on top right now, so.
It's been a close game all night.
It has been. It's been a good game. There's some great players out here.
I do have to ask. I've been asking this question a little bit. You haven't played in a little while since the regular season wrapped up. Has it been a little hard getting your win back after some of the down and back?
I got some shots up these past couple days, but, I mean, other than that, I'm kind of gassed right now. I'm not going to lie, so.
I'm gassed just watching you guys.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, first and foremost, again, congrats on making it here. But as you look back on your career, obviously this is a great way to end it at the high school level. But what are some of the other memories you're going to look back on with a lot of fondness and maybe not help but smile at?
I mean, just playing with great teammates. Northern Heights has been my home for 4 years, and I love everybody there. So it's really great.
What's next for you?
I mean, I'm pursuing a degree at the Flint Hills Tech College, automotive technology. And hopefully I come out with a certificate and, you know.
Unlimited possibilities from there, right?
Yep.
Hey, you got plenty of time to figure it all out, and we wish you the best luck while you do that, Jared. Congratulations on making it here tonight. Congrats on your high school career.
Thank you.
That is Jared Campbell of Northern Heights rounding out the Red All-Stars for us, Michael.
Thank you for that, Tegan. The Reds now out to a 9-point advantage, 77-68. Post play really coming through. Trevor Quaney, Drew Stutzman, and Toby Miller just getting some shots to fall during those interviews that Tegan was having. But we're going to have a stoppage for some substitutions. And Shaden Sewell inbound and Damon Redeker as the Blues look to get in back into this ball game, trailing things by 9, 6:20 to play in the ball game. Shaden Sewell, dribble drive, up and under, way off the mark, and rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman going the other way. Stutzman guarded by Sewell, looking to drive, right block, off the window, good. Give him an opportunity for one more. Are they going to call it on the floor, or are they going to give it to him? They're going to count it. So Drew Stutzman, just dominating performance on the block. Going to be a tough one to call for a player of the game for this red team. Stutzman, good on the foul shot. Makes it a 12-point lead now for the Reds. 6 minutes to play. Damon Redeker, left side, Shaden Sewell. Up top, Darian Massey, pump fakes, will fire now. And off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman up the court. In the half court now, guarded by Shaden Sewell, dribbles it off the back of his leg and looking for an empty or an open player. He finds Joel Dieters. Dieters going up and under, well off the mark. Rebound to Hula. Hula keeping the possession alive. Stutzman to Holting. Holting shot rejected from behind by Foster and in the hands of Darian Massey, who is fouled on the floor. And then a stoppage of play will go down courtside. Tag and Trahoon courtside with Keaton Marcotte.
Well, Mission Valley's Keaton Marcotte joining us here. First and foremost, sir, congratulations on being named an All-Star here. How's that feel?
Feels good. It's an honor to be here and know I can play with these people.
I mean, not a lot of people get this opportunity to close out their high school careers inside White Auditorium. Nonetheless, with such a great crowd here, as you kind of look around, is it all kind of sinking in? Things are kind of coming to a close? You know, what's going through your head?
I mean, kind of realizing I'll never play again, and that's – Yeah, I'm not too upset about it. I've, I, you know, it's
it's all right. It is what it is, but, yeah.
It's not a bad way to end it, though.
Yeah, it's a good way to end
well, career. As you look back on your career, you know, what are some of the things that you're going to always think back on with fondness?
Probably going to state my freshman year. I really wasn't a big part of the team, but, you know, I was there, and it was a pretty memorable moment with the whole crowd cheering. Everybody was loud. There was a lot of people there.
Well, what is next for Keaton Marcotte as your high school days start to wind down? Do you have plans for the immediate future?
I'd like to go to college and pursue baseball and, yeah, probably major in livestock production or something like that.
That's an interesting one right there. What made you decide that?
I've grown up on a ranch my whole life and just kind of maybe hope to start one day.
Any prospects thus far for where you might be attending?
Cloud County or Highland.
Well, sir, as you make those decisions, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations again, and can't wait to see what you do in the future. Keaton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That is Keaton Marcotte of Mission Valley rounding out all of our All-Stars here tonight. We got them all down in time, Mike.
Very good job, Tegan. As the 11-point advantage for the red team, they're starting to kind of flex their muscle post-heavy team, but Kellen Marshall did get a 3-to-fall. And he's going to look for another one. Driving on the left baseline, picks up his dribble, double team, finding Lance Noonan. Noonan on the knee, and he has another point. Noonan, a dominating force for the blue team on the low block, makes it under a double-digit or a single-digit deficit for the blue team. Left corner three by Jacob Ortega.
That's big.
Makes it a double-digit lead now as Ortega has his second 3-to-fall in the night. He's got 8 points on the evening. 12-point advantage for the Red All-Stars.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens when that make-it-take-it rule comes into effect. If Blue's able to get that ball back and get some quality possessions, Michael, this could come down to the wire.
And Noonan on the left block, his shot rejected by Hula. Now in the hands of Dieters. Dieters looking to go coast to coast off the glass and good for Joel Dieters. He's got 8 points. We're going to have a timeout taken by Eric Porter trying to slow down this bleeding. We'll take a break with him. 3:06 to play here in the contest. It's a 14-point lead for the Red All-Stars. 89-75, but you are listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Games brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. USD 386, Madison Virgil, good luck to all the Madison sports teams this season. Go Dawgs! And Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Games, brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Jay's Coffee, and Lyon Counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools, and Community. And the Citizen State Bank, with 10 full-service locations, including their newest location in Olpe. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Hey, we had to get one of those in here before the night was over.
Hey, we've had some time off, too. We're getting our flow back a little bit.
89-75, Red with the lead, Blue with possession. Trey Stannels with it, up top to Keaton Marcotte. See if Tegan Drahoon gave him some good luck. Now to Darian Massey, left corner to Trey Stannels. Driving baseline, will pick up his dribble, kick it back out, Darian Massey, pump fake. Jumper at the elbow, is off the back of the rim, no good, and rebound to Hula.
Good job by Cohen Hula to kind of get that hand in the face and go right up. Just attack straight up, unfortunately, for Blue. They're not really able to do the same on the opposite end.
Joel Dieter streaking down the other way. He's got another bucket to fall through. He's in double figures. Damon Redeker, elbow. Now right side, Keaton Marcotte. Spin move in mid lane. Off the glass, too strong. Offensive board to Damon Redeker. His put back good.
I give Keaton a lot of credit right there. He drove straight at Cohen Hula, and there's not a lot of people that would make that decision. Cohen gave him a fight for it, but able to get back in there as Damon Redeker pick up that loose ball.
Dieters, right wing, now to the right block. Off the glass, no good. The hot hand, no good. We're going to have a kick ball at midcourt. Oh. I thought they weren't going to call. Damon Redeker trying to thread the needle. Going to have a shift change for the Reds. It's going to be Toby Miller, Derek Holting, Drew Stutzman, Trevor Quaney, and Lane Bartley. End of the contest. Five on the floor for the blue team. Damon Redeker, Trace Daniels, Keaton Marcotte, Darian Massey, and Kellen Marshall. And we're under 2 minutes to go, so, of course, make it or take it.
Yep.
In effect. Blue team trailing things by 14 is going to need some shots to fall to get back into this one, and what a better way to do it with the make it take it. Kellen Marshall, left corner, defended by Drew Stutzman, looking to drive baseline. Try and find a thread-the-needle pass, and it's going to be stolen away by Derek Holting. Holting up the court to Toby Miller.
Oh.
Unable to handle the pass. It was an excellent
cut there by
Toby Miller. Lance Noonan into the contest. He'll sub out Daniels.
Well, and here's what I was going to say. With the make-it-take-it rule now in effect and Blue's ability to knock down shots at will, you need to watch the Red All-Stars as they're going to definitely ratchet up the intensity here.
Damon Redeker crosses the timeline. A buck and a half to play in the game. Right side, Lance Noonan looking to drive on Trevor Quaney. Goes up and under off the glass.
Great
give
move.
It back to the Blues.
90 seconds remaining. Not an impossible peak to ascend to. Only 91-79. Plenty of time to make it work.
Inbound from Damon Redeker into Kellen Marshall. Marshall guarded by Derek Holting.
He'll
be tied up
yep.
with Drew Stutzman. I think we're going to get a reach in there.
I think Drew forgot where... This is just a game for fun. went back to sub-state play right there. He's
Drew might have an opportunity to play football after that one. Right there.
Somebody might be watching.
Marshall left wing up top. Lance Noonan now right side. Damon Redeker had a hot hand in the first half, but unable to get that three to fall in the right wing. Gets his own rebound, though. Right baseline jumper is short by Damon Redeker. And rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman will slow things down with 1:05 to play. Left side, Derek Holting. 91-79. Red with the advantage. Derek Holting with the ball, dribbling it out to the power E.
Coach Porter wanting Lance Noonan to kind of push the issue there at the top of the key. Noonan kind of staying back, not really trying to be too aggressive.
Of course, we got a shot clock here. Down to five. We're up top of the key, three by Derek Holting. And he hits some clutch shots in the state tournament. He gets a clutch shot the fall there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Lead is 15 for Reds. Kellen Marshall looking for the answer. It's good. And it'll go back to the blue team with a 12-point deficit. 32 seconds to play into Marshall. Marshall looking for a long three. Does it get it to fall? It's off. He draws the backboard but does not draw iron and rebound to Drew Stutzman. Stutzman guarded in the backcourt by Darian Massey. He'll cross the timeline with 20 seconds to go. No, turn it over. Stutzman trying to find Bartley in front of his bench. Bartley took his eye off the ball and will go back to the blue team. Still a chance here. 20 seconds to play. Damon Redeker gets it. Look for a three. It's at the top of the key. In short, rebound to Toby Miller. Looks like the Reds are going to come away with this one. And they'll split the series between the men and women. Girls win on the blue side. Red win on the boys' side as Derek Holting, a three at the buzzer from the power E, is short. So our final score, Red defeats Blue 94-82 to win the 2022 Flint Hills Optimus game. Of course, we were tied at the half, 48 all, before a strong second half showing where the Red team kind of flexed their muscles with their post presence. There's going to be a pretty close decision whether it's going to go to Trevor Quaney or Drew Stutzman, in my mind. Obviously, on the blue side, David Redeker had a hot start. Lance Noonan had multiple shots to fall on the right side. So we've got Ken Hansen down there trying to tally some stats to have the player of the game. But it's a pretty tough decision right there. Obviously, I have been keeping individual stats, but trying to tally right here. Looks like Stutzman finishes. He had 7 in the first half, and then he has 20 for the ball game. Quaney finishes the ball game with 22 points on the night. I think Damon Redeker got up to 20 points on the blue side, so we'll see what the decision is as far as the player of the game. But an excellent showing for all the teams. Even Kellen Marshall, he finishes the night with, he had 4 threes. Damon Redeker had the most threes by any player. He had 5 threes that fell through. He gave a pretty good run to Kellen Marshall in that 3-point shootout. I believe he was runner-up to Kellen Marshall.
We lost Brian this year, and to honor his memory, the club decided to name the Most Valuable Player Award in his honor. To us, he was and is our most valuable player. Now to present this award is Brian's family, wife Lori, son Skylar, and daughter Sydney. The Brian Douglas Most Valuable Player Award goes to
Drew Stutzman from Madison.
You heard it right there, folks. Drew Stutzman taking home the hardware. He'll go to half court and get that plaque from the Douglas family. An excellent contest there by Drew Stutzman. Of course, he collected a lot of boards and stuff as well. Really a difference in this ball game for the red team. And Tegan Trahoons with the player of the game, Drew Stutzman.
Drew, first and foremost, congratulations on